glory of thy blessed name.
Yes, Mr. Habib.
Right, Honorable Speaker, Honorable Members, time is past 10. I move that to suspend SO 5-2 to commence the business of this House.
Any seconder?
I so second, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable Members, it has been moved and seconded. And seconded by the Honorable Martin Bangura. That SO 5-2 be suspended so that the business of the House may commence. It's been past 10. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Those against say nay. The other bit.
Record of votes and proceedings for Friday, 21st July 2017.
Honorable members, the vote and proceedings for Friday, 21st July. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, page 1. I was absent because we had a district meeting executive in Cambia District. I did.
Honorable Mabinti, please sit down. Page 4. Page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, and page 10. There have been other corrections or amendments. Will somebody move for the adoption of the votes and proceedings for Friday, 21st July?
Mr. Speaker,
I so move, Mr. Speaker.
Any second?
Second.
Any seconder?
I so second.
That the mover and seconded that the vote and proceedings be adopted for Friday, 24th July 2017. All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The other bit.
For Friday, 21st July 2017 has been adopted. Laying of papers. A. The Deputy Speaker, Chairman of Public Accounts Committee, Honorable Chairman Aremba.
Thank you very much. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I beg to lay on the table of the House the audit service performance audit on monitoring of environmental compliance and enforcement by the Environment Protection Agency, Sierra Leone, EPASL.
B. Honorable Komba Ikoduoma, Deputy Chairman, PAC and Head of Delegation.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I beg to lay on the table of this honorable House a report on tackling illicit financial flows, an African approach to a global phenomenon. Mr. Speaker, with your leave, before I lay this, may I just make this simple comment on this all-important document. Standing order 187.
Proceed, I allow you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. illicit financial flows.
Sorry, Mr. King, take note of what the Honorable Afukaga has said. I know that normally, before any such thing is done, the relevant standing order must be quoted. But once the Speaker has allowed it, proceed.
Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, illicit financial flows has become a major problem for the entire world. And for us in Africa, it has become a very, very difficult situation that is leading to the outflow of our own younger generation who should have taken over from us when we would have gone out of existence. Reason being, I take the point, Mr. Leader. When we, the politicians, would have faded away. The reason being that most of our resources are finding their ways out of our various countries, leaving us poorer than we were before. So this report highlights the African approach and how we should be able to solve this problem in order to stem out the outflow of our younger generations to Europe and America. On that note, Mr. Speaker, may I now lay this paper with your leave on the table of this House for members to read and understand it.
Bill, the National Medical Supplies Agency Act 2017, committee stage and third reading. The Minister of Health and Sanitation. The House resolves into committee. And I call on the acting chairman, legislative committee, to report.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members. Sixth report of the Legislative Committee, fifth session of the Fourth Parliament of the Second Republic of Sierra Leone on the bill entitled the National Medical Supplies Agency Act 2017, presented to Parliament on Thursday, 3rd August 2017. Introduction. Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I rise to present the sixth report of the Legislative Committee, fifth session of the Fourth Parliament of the Second Republic of Sierra Leone on the bill entitled the National Medical Supplies Agency Act 2017, being an act to repeal and replace the National Pharmaceutical Procurement Unit Act 2012 to establish the National Medical Supplies Agency as a public service agency responsible for the procurement, warehousing, and distribution of drugs and medical supplies in a transparent and cost-effective manner for and on behalf of all public institutions throughout Sierra Leone. Mr. Chairman, honorable members, the bill having gone through second reading was committed to Legislative Committee for scrutiny pursuant to Standing Orders 51-1. Subsequently, the committee met on Tuesday, 1st August 2017, in Committee Room 1, Parliament Building, with the following objectives. One, to scrutinize the detailed provisions of the legislative proposal after second reading in the House. 2, to ascertain the constitutional and legal implications contained therein, and 3, to report to Parliament in accordance with the provisions of the standing orders of this Honourable House. Mr. Chairman, Honourable Members, in attendance were the Minister of Health and Sanitation and the officials of his ministry, the Chief Pharmacist and Deputy Chief Pharmacist, the President, Pharmaceutical Society of Sierra Leone, Secretary General, Pharmaceutical Society of Sierra Leone, Registrar of the Pharmacy Board, Chairman and members of the Task Force, who made meaningful contributions. Recommendations. Mr. Chairman, Honorable Members, the Legislative Committee, having scrutinized the bill line by line and clause by clause, recommend the following amendments to the House for approval. 1. Part 1, preliminary, be approved. 2. Part 2, establishment of the National Medical Supplies Agency. 1. The side note be amended by inserting the word D before the word national. 2. That clause 2 be approved. 3. Clause 3 be amended as follows. A side note be amended by inserting the word D before the word agency. B. Subclause 2, paragraph D, be amended as follows. A representative of the Medical and Dental Association of Sierra Leone. C. By inserting the following paragraphs to read E and F respectively. A representative of the Pharmaceutical Society of Sierra Leone, a legal practitioner from the Bar Association of Sierra Leone. D. Paragraph E be amended to read paragraph G as follows. 4 other members recommended by the minister through a consultative selection process. E. Subclause 3 be amended to read. A member recommended by the minister under paragraph G1 to 4 of subclause 2 of clause 3 shall. The rest follow. F. Subclause 3, paragraph C, be amended as follows. Not to have been convicted of an offense involving fraud, dishonesty, or sexual offense. G. Subclause 4.
Did you say not to have been? What you have is not have been. Read what you have.
Yes, sir. Not to have been convicted of an offense involving fraud.
Can we go to that section, please?
Yes, sir.
Yes, the yes.
Clause 3.
The bill. That is where?
Clause 3.
Yeah. Under part 2?
Yes, sir. Under part 2.
Page 5.
Paragraph C.
Page 5?
Yes, sir. Paragraph C, the second paragraph on the top.
Not have been convicted.
Yes, sir.
Shall we go to the principal sentence? A member appointed by the minister under paragraph E shall, 1, have at least 10 years experience in his field of experience, shall be of proven integrity, and shall not have been convicted. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
G. Subclause 4 be amended as follows. The chairman and other members of the board referred to under paragraph G1 to 4 of subclause 2 of clause 3 shall be appointed by the president.
But we don't have appointed.
It should be appointed.
Well, correct it. Correct it,
yes,
now,
sir.
For the attention of members.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Shall be appointed by the president on the recommendation of the minister, subject to the approval of parliament. H. A new subclause 5, you correct this one also. A new subclause 5 be inserted, not amended. A new subclause 5 be inserted to read, and you remove one of the to read is repeated as follows. The chairman to be appointed under subclause 4 of clause 3 shall be from among persons who, and then the rest follow. It's just the preamble. The preamble sentence is what we amended. I'll repeat that one. A new subclause 5 be inserted to read as follows. The chairman to be appointed under subclause 4 of clause 3 shall be from among persons who, and then the rest follows. Subclause 5 be amended to read subclause 6 as follows. The managing director shall serve as secretary to the board. J. Subclause 6 be amended to read subclause 7. Also, by deleting the word selecting and replacing it with recommending. Replace will be replacing it with recommending. 4. Subclause 4, it should be subclause 4.1. Subclause 4.1 be amended by deleting the word paragraphs, by deleting paragraph E, not the word, by deleting paragraph E and replacing it with paragraph G. I repeat that one.
Yeah.
4. The subclause 4.1 be amended by deleting paragraph E and replacing it with paragraph G. Clause 5 be amended as follows. Subclause 2 to be amended by inserting the word summon an immediately after the word shall, and also by deleting the word if present. B. Subclause 5 be amended by deleting 6 and replacing it with 5. 6. That from clauses 6 to 11 be approved. Part 3. Functions of the agency be amended to read, functions of agency be amended to read functions of the agency. 1. Clause 12, subclause 2. Paragraph A be amended as follows. Procure and where necessary, sell medical supplies of requisite quality and efficacy consistent with the Pharmacist Act as required by the ministry and other public bodies. As requested by the ministry and other public bodies. 4. Part 4, administrative provisions. That clause 13 be amended as follows. A. Subclause 1 by inserting the word and deputy managing director immediately after the word director. B. Subclause 2 by inserting the word or deputy managing director, not and. You remove and also, it should be or, not and. I repeat that one. Subclause 2, by inserting the word or deputy managing director immediately after the word director. C. Paragraph A of subclause 2 of clause 3 be amended by deleting the word degree and replacing it with postgraduate qualification. D. Paragraph D of subclause 2 of clause 3 be amended by deleting the word or after the word fraud and replacing it with comma. Also, by deleting the words any other serious offenses and replacing it with sexual offense. 2. That clause 14 be amended by inserting a new subclause 2 to read on the side notes, functions of the deputy managing director, and to read as follows. The deputy managing director shall perform the following functions. 1. Serve as principal assistant to the managing director. 2. Assist the managing director in the administration of the agency. And 3. Carry out such other responsibilities as shall be assigned by the managing director. That the side note of clause 14 be amended by inserting the words D after the word of. 3. That clause 15 be approved. 4. Clause 16 be amended as follows. 1. Subclause 1 be amended to read as follows. The agency shall have, in addition to the managing director and other directors referred to in subclause 2 of clause 15. You remove this shall have after 15. You go straight to A. I will read that one again by ignoring shall have. The agency shall have, in addition to the managing director and other director referred to in subclause 2 of clause 15, a secretariat consisting of a secretary, finance officer, internal auditor, administrative officer, and such other technical and administrative staff as may be required for the efficient performance of the functions of the agency. And then you ignore the next paragraph, the entire paragraph, ignore it. Ignore the entire paragraph. And then we move to part 5, financial provisions. That clauses 18 to 19 be approved. 2. Clause 20 be amended by deleting the word D before the word government. 3. That clause 21 be approved. 6. Part 6. Miscellaneous provisions be approved. Conclusion. Mr. Chairman, Honorable Members, the Legislative Committee, having scrutinized the bill entitled the National Medical Supplies Agency Act 2017, recommends this proposal to the House for approval. The report reflects the consensus of honorable members of the committee. I therefore move that the House pass the bill entitled the National Medical Supplies Agency Act 2017 through committee stage, third reading, and into law. Thank you for your attention. Signed, Honorable Daniel B. Koroma, Deputy Chairman, Legislative Committee. Thank you very much.
Two and three clauses, 1 to 12, stand part of the bill.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that parts 1, 2, and 3, clauses 1 to 12, stand part of the bill.
Honorable members, the question is that parts 1, 2, and 3, clauses 1 to 12, do stand part of the bill. Yes, Mr. Minister, go on. Yes, Padam. Okay, yes. One, two, and three. Honorable members, page 1, 2, page 3, page 4,
page 3. Under clause I.
Clause I,
part 2. Sub clause I, where they said clause.
No, I don't understand your reference.
Are you referring to the page? You are referring
the report, sir.
No.
You read from the bill.
We are not reading from the bill.
Page 3 on the bill, the caption is part 2, establishment of the National Medical Supplies Agency. So, what is your reference point? Yes. Freddy, I go ahead. Page 3. Page 4. Yes, pardon. Page 4, E. Yes.
In the report, it is submitted that it be rephrased to read four other members recommended by the minister consultative election process as follows. We agreed that as follows should form part of it, and then the four members be clearly defined as it is defined in the bill.
Where is it?
Okay.
In the report.
In the report, it is on page 2.
Yes. Where exactly?
D.
E. Subclause 3 be amended to read. That is it?
No. Four other members. That is subclause 3 be amended as follows. D.
Just hold on, please. Subclause 3 be amended. Paragraph E be amended to read as follows. Yes?
To read as follows.
Yes.
That's it. Four other members recommended by the minister through a consultative selection process as follows.
You want to add as follows?
Yes, sir.
Four other members recommended by the Wait. Yes, Mr. Yes, Daniel. Do you agree with him?
It's just a matter of degree of words. By the preamble, the preamble, the word following.
They might. Yes.
Yes, sir. As I said earlier, it's just a matter of playing with words. The word following can be used with the same objective, but with using different formats. If you look at the bill, for instance, the paragraph that we deleted entirely, the word following was used to mean the same but different way. Say the following members in the bill. the following members appointed by the minister through a consultative selection process. You cannot say there again as follows, because there's the word is there, the following. In the report now, we use the same word, the following, but using different style, meaning the same.
Yes, Param.
In the opening paragraph, say, paragraph
I would have suggested, sorry, Mr. I would have suggested four other members recommended by the minister through a consultative selection process.
Yes. For the preamble, it is there already. Paragraph E to be amended to read paragraph G as follows.
Mm-hmm.
If we put as follows after the next sentence again, you know.
Yes, Param. Do you agree with him?
No, sir. Mm-hmm. The point I'm trying to make is, if you look at the bill, the four other members the minister is supposed to recommend are already clearly defined in the bill. Therefore, if we are using E, which now becomes G, because in E, in the bill, it is stated the following members appointed by the minister through a consultative process, and the following members are listed. So therefore, if we are rephrasing, they should equally be listed, and the only connection between that particular statement and those recommended should be as follows. If you only leave it open like this, four other members assuming we leave it, four other members recommended by the minister through a consultative selection process, there is no connection. Where are the four members? This statement should speak to the four members.
Okay. Answer, okay. What do you feel? Oh, you have not been following. Yes. Mr. Leader. Let's say I'm using the phone in the chamber. You two have not been following. Mr. Leader, with respect, sit down. Mr. Minister, any comments on this? Okay, sit down, Mr. Minister. Honorable members, I do appreciate the situation. By this time in the past 4 years, by this time, we should be on vacation. You know, in one of our leadership meetings, the Honorable Ansu Kakai did say it, that if we are not careful this time around, there would be no vacation. Ansu Kakai, do you recall? So as I've always said, Rado, circumstances alter cases. Much as all of us would like to be on vacation, but the situation is such that I'm afraid we have to manage.
No, not non-vacation.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Mr. Minister. Yeah, okay. Yes, Doctor.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Minister, sit down for
I
the
want
time.
To agree with the comments from Honorable, because if we...
Honorable Paran.
Yeah, Honorable Paran. Because if we leave it open, like four other members recommended by the minister through a consultative selection process, it is open. When you add as follows, it gives specification to a group of people that the minister is going to select from.
The contention here is the acting chairman of the legislative committee is wondering whether it will not be superfluous, because there is already as follows in the preamble. But I feel for purposes of clarity, perhaps we could adopt the recommendation of Paran. Let us add as follows. No problem. As follows. Yes. Yes, yes. Yes?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Bash.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, on this impact, he says through a consultative selection. Mr. Chairman, who is the minister going to consult with? Yeah, the legislative committee chair. I'm asking who is the leader, who is the minister going to consult with?
Yes, Daniel.
Based on the circumstances prevailing at the time, even the parliament can be consulted. Even the legislative committee can be consulted. Even committee on health can be consulted. Even international partners can be consulted.
Okay, but that is not too material. Consultation is consultation. I think the minister will decide who to consult. Yes. Yeah, we go on. Proceed. Well, Dixon, the English people say, come in reverse, cast their shadow. Not so. Yes, any other observation or comment? Page 5, page 6. Yes, Annie. Which page am I? Page 7. Page 8. And page 9. Yes, Mr. Minister.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that parts 1, 2, and 3 clauses 1 to 12 stand part of the bill as amended.
Honorable members, the question is that parts 1, 2, and 3 clauses 1 to 12 do stand part of the bill as amended. All those in favor say aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Parts 1, 2, and 3 clauses 1 to 12 form part of the bill as amended. Parts 4, 5, and 6 clauses 13 to 24 stand part of the bill.
Mr. Chairman, honorable members, I move that parts 4, 5, and 6, clauses 13 to 24, stand part of the bill.
Honorable members, the question is that parts 4, 5, and 6, parts 4, 5, and 6, respectively, clauses 13 to 24, do stand part of the bill. Page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12, page 11. Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, the report is silence on page 11 on part 4. Page 11, 14.
Page 11.
14, the managing director shall perform the following functions.
Yes.
14F.
14F. F.
Yes.
Yes.
Ensure the undertaking of periodic reviews of the remuneration of and condition of service of staff. I believe that function should be left to the board and not the managing director.
Daniel?
Well, in my opinion, I think administratively, administratively, the managing director is responsible for the day-to-day administration of the agency. He is the administrative head of the agency.
Okay, sit down. Bash, I don't think this is entirely the function of the managing director. It is, I'm sure it is principally, please listen, it is principally the function of the board. I want to agree with you here. But what the sentence is saying, the managing director shall only ensure, the word ensure. For instance, if after some time he finds out that certain things have not been done, he should guide the board, remind the board, tell the board. So ensure is correct here. Okay? We proceed. Page 11. Page 12. Page 13. 14. 15. 15. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I still could recall that during our deliberations, the registrar of the pharmacy board brought to our notice the fact that Section 19 of the Pharmacy Board Act requires each and every corporate entity dealing in medicines and medical supplies to take out license from the pharmacy board. And the question was, will this agency also be subjected to taking out license from the pharmacy board? And we came to the realization that if that happened, then the pharmacy board could have some supervision over this agency. And to us, that is not the intent of this law. So they have agreed that under miscellaneous a provision should be included that clearly stipulates that the agency shall not be subjected to government license to avoid the situation wherein pharmacy board will exert control over the agency. And I didn't see but, and that was coined.
So that has not been provided for?
It has not been provided for in this bill as well as the report. So it should be provided for, or else there is going to be a situation wherein Section 19 of the Pharmacy Board Act will conflict with this bill when it becomes law.
Yeah, Daniel.
Yes, I agree with him. Although that concern was raised during the workshop, organized by the Minister of Health and Sanitation and the Pharmacy Board, we raised that concern. But it did not come up during our deliberation as a committee. But I agree with him that this agency should not be subjected by way of obtaining license to the control and supervision of the Pharmacy Board. It should not.
So then, what do we do now? It will appear then that there is going to be a lacuna. So what do we do?
Well, as he suggested, we need to insert a provision excluding this agency from the provisions of Section 19 of the Pharmacy Board Act.
Mr. Minister, what do you think?
Wait, sorry.
Louder. I cannot hear you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This issue did come up, sir, in our deliberations. There were two suggestions. The first suggestion was, I think, to repeal Section 19 of the Pharmacy and Drug Act. But there is an implication of repealing that section. If you repeal it, then it doesn't, then it no longer become applicable to everybody, and which we don't want. We only want to protect the National Medical Supplies Agency. So I think we settled to say that to insert somewhere that Section 19 of the Pharmacy and Drugs Act will not apply, yes, to the NMSA in the case of taking license from the pharmacy board, because the problem is the NMSA is only going to act as a messenger.
Sorry, did you agree on that? What you are saying, you say you settled for something.
Yeah, we settled for something.
But is there a reflection of that?
No, sir. Right. So that's what we need now to find a way.
That is what he's saying.
Yeah, we now need to find a way of making that provision.
Yes, Mr. King. Help them now. Have any of your technocrats around? Do you have any of your technocrats around?
Well, I have the chief medical officer, but not the chief pharmacist, sir.
Yes, I know the CMO is here, but yes, Dixon, give him the mic.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think, Mr. Chairman, indeed, what Honorable Param said and the Minister is true. We did agree, because when the issue was raised by Mr. Richard Johnson, that if we this act do not make reference to that particular section, it will overlap, the functions will be overlapping.
Yes,
and therefore, for example, if the pharmacy board, if that section is not repealed by this act, if the pharmacy board or this agency is, we subject this agency by taking license, meaning for every time the National Pharmacy pharmacy Board call for all those who obtain light from that agency, which means this particular agency will be subjected to that rules and regulations. Therefore, we agreed that in this act, we should insert that particular provision. We should repeal Section 19 of the National Pharmacy Board Act. It was agreed upon, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
We cannot, like the minister said, we really cannot repeal Section 19 in the Pharmacy Boards Act, because it is there to function and supervise all other people who buy drugs. But I want to revert your attention, Mr. Speaker, Part 6 miscellaneous provisions, Section 3, subsection 3 thereof. Part 6 miscellaneous provisions in the bill.
Yes.
Items paragraph 23, subsection 3, subsection 2. All regulations, orders, rules, and instructions relating to the pharmaceutical procurement enforced immediately before the commencement of this act are not inconsistent therewith
shall continue to be enforced until such regulations, orders, rules, or instructions are expressly amended, revoked, or repealed under this Act. So we should now insert a clause here to say that clause 19 in the Pharmacy Board does not apply to this Act.
Yes, okay, that is where it should be inserted. Okay, that is what Paran and Dixon have been saying, really. So we insert it under that.
Subsection 2,
yes. The clerk, please take note of that insertion. Take note of the insertion. Mr. Chairman, you agree? Okay. Page 15, page 16. Attention on this, the clerk has drawn my attention to 24, to section 24, page 16. Section 24, Daniel, section 24, page 16. The board, after consultation with the minister, may by statutory instrument make regulations for the implementation of this act. Normally, what we have in bills of this nature should be the minister may by statutory instrument. I don't think whether the board has any business here.
Yes, sir. That is also my conviction. Even though we ignored it due to some previous deliberations here concerning the same statutory instruments. Mm-hmm. And as was even quoted by Paran that there is nowhere in the Statutory Instruments Act that excludes board members from making such an instrument. And on that day, he prevailed. Maybe that is out of caution, we just leave it as is. But for my conviction, I believe it should be made by the minister. Because he is going to lay it at the table.
So it is the minister?
Yes, sir.
It is the minister, that is the law.
Yes, sir.
So that 21st should be amended here by general agreement. And having regard to what normally obtains,
yes,
so sir. Consistent with convention,
means, yes, sir.
Yes. The minister may, by statutory instrument, the minister may, and if you are writing it, please write it this way, the minister may, comma, by statutory instrument, comma, make regulations. Yes, Mr. Minister, report.
Chairman, honorable members, I move that parts 4, 5, and 6, clauses 13 to 24 stand part of the bill as amended.
Honorable member, the question is part 4, 5, and 6, respectively, clause 13 to 24, do stand part of the bill as amended. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The other bit.
Parts 4, 5, and 6, clauses 13 to 24 form part of the bill as amended. The House resumes. Call on the minister to report on the bill.
Honorable Speaker, members of Parliament, I report that the bill entitled the National Medical Supplies Agency Act 2017, having gone through the committee of the whole House with some amendments, I now move that the bill be read a third time and passed into law.
Honourable members, the question is that the bill be read the third time and passed into law. All those in favour say aye. All those against say nay. The other bill.
Bill entitled the National Medical Supplies Agency Act 2017, being an act to repeal and replace the National Pharmaceutical Procurement Unit Act 2012, to establish the National Medical Supplies Agency as a public service agency responsible for the procurement, warehousing and distribution of drugs and medical supplies in a transparent and cost-effective manner for and on behalf of public Abraham. Institutions throughout Sierra Leone has been read a third time and passed into law.
Amendment. Adjournment. Mr. Minister, thank you very much. Yes, Bash.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'm standing on SO 23. Yeah. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, we all know the current economic situation in the country. The various universities have increased their application form from 250,000 yuns to 500,000 yuns. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I'm calling on the Committee on Education to see to invite the Ministry of Education and see how best they can lobby these institutions so that they can reduce that amount. Because 500,000 yuns for an application form is very expensive, Mr. Speaker. If you see the application form, it's no more than 6 pages. It's not more than 6 pages, and they are asking for 500,000 yuns. It used to be 250,000 yuns. And why the increase from 250,000 to 500? It's 100% increase, and the pages in that application form has not increased. So, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I'm asking on the committee to see how best they can lobby with these institutions for them to see reason and reduce it again. Thank you very much.
Okay, but you see, the application form contains only a few pages. But the economists will tell you that the utility of something has no value. That is, you can put any price. The utility, you know what, if you don't understand that, consult Rado, please. No, I agree with you. But even if it is 2 pages, it is what the whole thing contains. Even if it is a page, if you like to know. The utility of anything has no price, really. If you need it, if you really need it, believe me, you would not mind the cost. Well, anyway, but the point is taken, Mr. Chairman of Education. You engage, and are you a member of the Education Committee? Okay, but if that meeting is convened, make sure you are there. Okay. Alright, okay. Before any other announcement, I like to see the following people immediately after adjournment. Honorable Nicholas and Honorable Combo. Nicholas Combo was here. You please get him and see me in my office. Honorable Kello and the Deputy Speaker in my office, please. Immediately after adjournment. Yes, Mr. Clark.
Yes, sir. May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, honorable members? The following honorable members are to see the deputy speaker immediately. Parliament is adjourned. Honorable.
Is that clap? You know, the honorable Dixon Roger seems to know everything in this parliament. Go on, Mr. Clark.
The Honorable Alassane Jeru Kamara, Mohamed Jawara Kamara, Honorable Mohamed K. Tolly, Honorable Kemoko Conte, Honorable Ibrahim Noxanko, Honorable Dauda J.B. Kalon,
Honorable Usman Karanki Conte, Honorable Abdul Salam Kanu. Yes, the other person is out of the country.
Announce the name.
Honorable PC and Honorable Danwai should answer. Honorable Danwai, if he's around, could. Yes, sir.
Members, this announcement is not in response to
order.
The statement by the Honorable from Bo, but I'm inviting all members of the Education Committee to come to a very short meeting in my office, please. It's so urgent that we need your presence, Education Committee members, urgently. The meeting will not last for 10 minutes, please. And thank you.
Yes, Yansane.
Announcement. Committee on Energy meets after adjournment in the administrative building.
Honorable members, the House is adjourned to Tuesday, the 8th of August, 2017 at 10 a.m.